William Anderson.
Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega. I'm William Anderson from Trescott, Maine. I provided you with written testimony. It's not my intent to read from my written testimony. I may refer to it. I will say that, you know, judging what I heard here today, that so long since I caught any fish, other than the incidental once in a while you see one in a trap, there's been times that, you know, I saw a lot of small stuff. It all goes overboard. You know, you hope, you know, things might turn around, but it hasn't down there. And it's my opinion, you know, that, well, from what I've said in the testimony, a long time since 1983, this thing, or in the 1980s, this thing started to turn down. I happened to meet up with Vaughn Anthony at the Fisherman's Forum a number of years later, and he commented that there was a point, and there's a quote in here from him, there was a point that they had a very strong, small year class coming, and he encouraged the New England Council to hold off and not catch that year class because he said this fishery would be all set. Well, instead of doing that, they increased the horsepowers on the boat. This is his quote, not mine. They increased the horsepower on the boat, increased the size of the nets. They caught the year class, and we've been going downhill ever since 93. And there's been talk of rebuilding, and I guess now what I hear here is different than what I read in the paper. But from what I read in the paper, you know, there's certain parts of these stocks that are in close to a state of collapse, and it's question, such as the cod, is question whether we should even be fishing on it. So, you know. And if now we're in desperation and we got one good fishery left, you know, one healthy fishery left, and that's lobster, you know, that we know we've got, and now we want to start allowing draggers to land that. I realize this stuff is going to Massachusetts, and that's too bad if that's the way they feel about it. But if they took, there was a day when groundfish was number one in the state of Maine. And if they'd taken care of their fishery, groundfish could still be number one in the state of Maine. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Any questions? Thank you very much.